next on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
This is from, I believe, the third volume of releases called Earworms from Roly Poly Guacamole. Just a bunch of covers of great songs. It's Roly Poly Guacamole with Surfing Bird.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, the bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, the bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is the word. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird. Don't you know about the bird? Everyone knows that the bird is the word. Well, the bird, a bird, a bird is the word.
Come on.
Kimya Dawson helping out the Tiny Masters of today with Book Song. Cheekface covering the Nick Lowe song, also famously covered by Elvis Costello. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? And Roly Poly Guacamole did Surf and Board here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Will sing songs right here, singing some songs as his nom de plume. I don't know if that's the right use of that. As his name suggests, Will sing songs. He's going to sing songs. It'll be good. You should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. And we are joined live in the studio by Will Bjorndahl of Will Sing Songs. His new album's called Squirrels Run the World. How are you today, Will?
Bill, I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for having me. This is so great.
It is great to have you here. Really enjoy the new album, and maybe we'll play a song from it in a little bit, but I think you're going to start with a song from your previous album, What's a Rutabaga? What are we going to hear first?
Indeed. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It's called, I think maybe a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to this song. It's called I Stayed Up Late Last Night. It goes something like this. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up. I stayed up. I stayed up late last night. 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 Well, I made some oatmeal in the morning, but then I fell asleep without warning. My face was covered in hot porridge. I'm telling you, it was horrid. When I stayed up late last night, I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. Well, I always think it'll be cool up late the night before school. But then I had to take a math test and bonk, I fell asleep on my desk. Cause I stayed up late last night. 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 My next class, it was gym, and my teacher was Mr. Schwinn. That day, we played scooter hockey. Bill, did you have those scooters in gym class? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you'd roll over your fingers just constantly.
Yeah, and which is exactly what happened when I stayed up late last night. 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 Bridge, one day you'll stay up late. One day it'll be your fate. But it won't go all wrong like it did in this song. Oh, I know it won't go all wrong like it did when I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up. I stayed up. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up late last night. I stayed up and I could really use a nap right now.
We'll sing songs, singing songs right here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. I have two observations about the song. First of all, I appreciate that you sort of just blithely announced the arrival of the bridge.
Yes.
It's not quite the full James Brown, take it to the bridge sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just bridge. It's here it is.
It's the bridge.
Mm-hmm. And not heard anybody rhyme horrid and porridge before.
You know, it's a bad day when you have your face covered in hot porridge, and it's bad enough to be, I think, horrid.
Horrid, yes. It's a fine rhyme. And there was something else I was going to say. Did you, in fact, stay up late last night?
Well, Bill, I have to admit to you, yes, I did, in fact, stay up late last night.
Okay.
Maybe, I won't even say when.
Okay, you seem fairly alert today, and I appreciate that. And there's no porridge on your face, so that's all good. I stayed up kind of late. I went to a St. Paul Saints baseball game and went to bed after 10, which at my advanced age...
That counts.
Pretty late, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the new album is Squirrels Run the World. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up getting into writing music for kids and families.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was writing music. I have a band called Prairie Clamor, and I was writing music for that band. And then I was also working as a naturalist, that is, you know, teaching people about nature, doing nature classes, a lot of them specifically for preschoolers. And I kind of figured out the sorts of things that make preschoolers laugh. And just kids laugh in general through doing all these classes. And I decided to kind of bring my love of music together and my love of just, like, teaching kids about nature together. And it just kind of became this thing that I do.
Awesome. And so What's Rutabaga came out in 2021. Squirrels Run the World is brand new, right, this year. And mostly are you playing mostly at like camps or libraries, or what kind of are your audiences?
I'm mostly playing right now at libraries and some preschools and schools as well. But libraries are my main circuit, wherever there's anybody who wants to jam out to some fun music.
Awesome. Both albums available on Bandcamp, and your website is willsweb.site. So, which is hard for me to say for some reason. Willsweb.site. It's awesome. Do you want to play another song for us?
Yeah, I would love to. I can do a song from the new album, Squirrels Around the World. This one is a song about... I like to write goofy songs, but I like to write some earnest songs as well, and this is one of those. It's called Call Me Your Friend. It goes like this. Me William, my friends all call me Will. My mother calls me Willie, and at the grocery guy I'm Wild Bill. Four names for one person, it's really not that strange. You don't gotta go by Nick to have all kinds of names. But here's one thing that you gotta know by now. Here's one thing, and I know, I'm not the only one. Hey, here's a name, you can call me till the end. Hey, you can always call me your friend. Yeah. Call me your friend. Call me your, some names land upon us, like a bird dropping something from the sky. Other names we give ourselves to feel at home in life. But a name's just one cool part of you. You're a complex human being. Just like the fruit that's magic, you're more than what we see. 'Cause no matter who you are, you're so special to someone. And this wild world's full of someone. Just hoping to be your friend. So here's one thing that you gotta know by now. Here's one thing, and I know, I'm not the only one. Hey, here's a name, you can call me till the end. Hey, you can always. Hey, I'm telling you, on me you can depend. Because you can always call me your friend. Call me your friend. Call me your friend. Call me your friend.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
From the new album, Squirrels Around the World, it is Will Bjørndal, also known as Will Sing Songs. Little bit of a Jeremy Messersmith vibe in there. I don't know. Well, yeah, I'm going to go and shift and ask you this question, which is not exactly relating to what that song sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, this is a question I sort of stole from another DJ at KUTX. Was there a particular song or particular album that you heard that was sort of pivotal to you saying, ooh, music needs to be a part of my life going forward? It doesn't have to be a favorite song, doesn't have to be the album, it doesn't have to be the album that you think is the best in the world, but just something that clicked for you that made you say, it doesn't have to be about family music either, that made you say, I got to do this.
Oh, okay. I think when I was in middle school, I heard the Flaming Lips.
Oh, sure.
And I think the first song I heard of theirs was The Wand.
Yep.
I think I maybe saw it on a TV commercial. But then I found their album At War with the Mystics, which that is off of. It has like the Yeah 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 song.
Yeah, great song. Yep.
And lots of other great tunes on there. And I think I heard that, which led me to, so maybe that was the instigator, but then I also heard Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Yep.
And the Soft Bulletin. I think the first time I heard the song Race for the Prize by the Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
with those just weird, whatever the synthesizer is, and the huge drums happening. I was mostly playing drums at the time. I didn't pick up the guitar till I was maybe 22.
Oh, okay.
So I loved that, and that made me really want to do music.
Yeah, and Flaming Lips, I mean, we play some stuff from them on the show, and they're only about like 3 degrees away from being a family band.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's certainly a sort of a childlike aspect to a lot of it, and not childish, of course, but sort of childlike and earnest, you know, to use the term you used. I can see that line from hearing that to what you're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I assume you've seen them.
I have seen them live a couple times.
Yeah. That is quite a trip.
It is. It's pretty amazing. I saw them outside in 2012 here in the cities, and then I saw them again. Was it last year?
I think they were here last year.
Yeah, I think last year.
Yeah, I think I've only seen them one time at Austin City Limits Music Festival, and I remember I was there with my daughter when she was 8 or 9, and they were doing Do You Realize? And that's one of those songs, like when you're there with your kid, it's difficult not to cry during in a partially joyous, partially anyway. It's a fantastic thing. Get one more song from you.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, I've been trying to think about what I want to do, Bill. It's tough. I'm thinking.
Do you want me to show you the set list or the track list from Once in Winnebago?
I would love that. Or, you know, if we can play one from Squirrels Around the World.
Oh, sure. We'll do that. Yeah.
I think that'd be great. I'm really excited about these recordings.
Okay. What do you want to, what should we play, come at it? Come
well,
at
let's,
with?
Let's go with Riding on a Cloud.
Okay. We'll have that be the last thing. Will, thanks so much for coming by, and
hey,
we'll play Riding on a Cloud. It's been great to have you online. Oh no, I lost my notes now. It's willsweb.site, and the new album is called Squirrels Run the World. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Don't look down, riding on a cloud, and we're surfing on sunbeams while we float right over town.
Yeah.
Don't look down, riding on a cloud, and we're surfing on sunbeams while the birds and bats fly around.
Up above the rainstorm, munching on summer sweet corn on our cumulonimbus, like a bounce house made of cloud fizz. Then we'll race across the sky on a cirrus cloud so high, way up 6,000 meters, 20,000 feet under our sneakers.
Don't look down, riding on a cloud, and we're surfing on sunbeams while we float right over town.
Yeah.
Don't look down, riding on a cloud, and we're surfing on sunbeams while the birds and bats fly around.
Watch us hop and bound, cue me this cloud to cloud, like stepping stones in a sky that flows and flows. No, we didn't climb a beanstalk to get up on our skywalk. Actually, I don't remember how we ended up here right now. Oh, and I just looked down.
Oh no, I slipped down a rainbow.
Michael Jackson cover from Too Many Zoos, and Will Sing Songs before that. Thanks again to Will for stopping by. Really fun chatting with him and hearing some of his songs. I think we'll be hearing a lot more from him in the future. And friends, we've reached the end of the show. Thanks for hanging out. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. I'm Bill Childs. I'm with you every week. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, distributed via PRX. You can find us online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. Send us an email at show@sparetherock.com, at sparetherock.com. By the way, you can listen to recent shows on demand. You can also just go to KUTX.org, click on listen, hear the most recent show right there. It's easy. It's fun. It's free. Why wouldn't you do it? That's the question. We start and end of the show with They Might Be Giants. This week it is I Am Invisible. Have a good week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Just an inch away from your face. I am staring into your eyes. You would be surprised if you could see what's an inch from your face. But it's impossible. I am invisible. Tiptoeing and holding my breath. A sneeze. I am invisible. I am invisible. I am invisible. Did you notice something? Was there somebody there? No, apparently not. There you felt it again. Something creeping around that you can't see. Doing jumping jacks in the bag. Turn on the dishwasher. No, I'm holding his paw, pushing down on the switch, making it look like he's doing it by himself. 'Cause I'm invisible. I am invisible. I am invisible.
What is up, everybody? This is Danny, host of Next Up Only on, you already know, CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Next Up is a music show that plays everything new and engaging that I happen to come across during the week. Focusing mainly on hip-hop and R&B and electronic music, Next Up is no stranger to switching it up with the genre of music pretty consistently. So if you want to tune in for some new and engaging music, everything from hip-hop to R&B to electronic to even jazz, make sure you tune in Thursday 8 to 9 p.m. or for the rerun on Tuesdays at 1 to 2 a.m. I cannot wait for all of you to hear what I have to play for this week. So until then, peace.